The latest from podnews.net. The Economist, a newspaper from London, is launching a daily podcast. Jason Palmer will host it.
It's called The Intelligence.
And it'll be published at the same time as Podnews, 6 in the morning New York time, 11 a.m. London, from January the 29th. DigiDay says it has 8 staffers. It's hosted by Acast. Spotify appears to be testing an import function which will allow you to add podcasts from another app on iOS. It appears to look inside your media library. Our technical analysis of recent podcasts has been improved under the hood and is now measuring more podcasts more often. Bit rates, LUFS levels and other things. You'll find this analysis appearing in selected podcast pages too. Just search podnews.net. The BBC Sounds app continues to gather bad press. The BBC, who has lost a number of radio presenters recently, including Chris Evans, Simon Mayo and Charlie Sloth, has suffered another setback with the announcement that Brett Spencer, formerly digital editor for BBC Radio's music channels, has accepted a new role as digital content director for rival Bauer Media, formerly under Brett's watch, Kermode and Mayo's film review. The Listen app is a new podcast app that can be operated one-handed for some reason. Hot Pod focuses on Pinner, a kids podcaster, previously owned by Panoply, which is now being spun out as an independent company. Podiant, a hosting and analytics platform, has announced a slew of new features. Rode is talking up a major firmware update for their Procaster mixer. Wonder what it is. Radio Days Europe has published its preliminary programme. It's a conference in Lausanne in Switzerland at the end of March, and it's the world's meeting point for the world of radio and audio. Tom Webster from Edison Research and James Cridland, Podnews' editor, that's me, are among the speakers. And two events for you. PodCamp Toronto, the unconference where digital media comes together, is February 22nd to 24th in Toronto in Canada, wrap up warm. And Podcast Festival in Hamburg, Germany, is February 25 to March 1, featuring German language podcasters. Wrap up warm there too. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.